after that little post I just showed you. What y'all doing over there?
I'm gonna cut all this out.
Oh, you was going?
I just started. But I didn't know if you was done or not, because right now you definitely laid on my bed like I'm your therapist.
And you're my client.
It's when you, it's the one time you put in effort and they had to go. It's Labor Day. Wait, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Bitch, I get confused. Labor Day weekend, ho? First of all, everybody in Atlanta with the virus. I ain't mad y'all have fun.
All in the club together. No masks. No
baby. Nothing. Pool party cool because everybody outside. You know, you came with your little group. The club.
You're so silly.
It's so bad. First of all, the club, even pandemic or not, the club is not my idea of a good time. Just because I got to be, first of all, pissy drunk for me to have a good time. But, like, just the baseline what it is, no thank you.
We went to live bar. That was my first time going to live bar. And I'm like, oh, my, again, it wasn't pissy drunk. So,
hot.
People walking all across you. And it's just so much going on. Niggas grabbing you. I forgot the whole niggas be grabbing
you thing.
Woo, bitch. Oh, God. Get me out of here.
Right? I don't feel safe. What does that mean? You seen that meme with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I just don't feel safe here.
No, she's in the club. And she's like screaming. Yeah, or not the club. She seems like she's in some kind of place. And her security is surrounding her. And it's like three photos. And she just progressively gets more in distress. Like the first photo, she's looking around. And then the second photo, she's like damn near screaming. Like, get me out of here.
Hello, get me out of here.
I gotta find that meme because it's so funny. Yeah, the club is not for me, sis. I can't do it.
Unless you like drunk. Or like you have a section.
Drunk.
Well, you ain't got to worry about nobody bumping up in you and shit.
Yes, two things.
So, as soon as I posted that little picture and I had put the song on it, that song you love by Kalani Hate the Club.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I fucking felt. I hate the club.
Bitch, I don't even let Kalani finish singing that song before I play that over.
Jesus.
But I can't cause.
Did she say, because I know you'll show up?
I can't because I know you'll show up.
Okay. Maybe if I drink enough.
I'll make my way over to you.
Hello. Then one nigga, he didn't speak to me in the club, but literally like the next day, he was like, oh, so that was you I seen in live bar. Go away, sir.
This is so fucking funny to me.
What about you found it?
I found it.
Kim. Okay, but say when your song is on the club, but you can't find your crew, where y'all at? Where the fuck is y'all at?
She is hollering. Like, Kimberly, what happened, sis?
I still want to know what her and Kanye was talking about in that car when she was crying.
Oh, girl, we got to intro this first.
Okay.
We're back.
Hey, y'all.
Even exchange. I'm Kim.
Did you know I was coming this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured. And this is Mo. I said I'm Kim. You didn't say this is Mo.
Oh.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Kim.
You ready?
Hell yeah. Hey!
Okay, so I know they were in a very distressed time, but that picture was so funny to me.
I'm talking about them in the car?
Yes, because people be making memes out of these things.
Yes, with a quickness, no hesitation.
No hesitation at all. That's why, listen, if your picture gets on the internet, can you imagine being a meme? Can you imagine becoming a meme? People know memes for years.
For years. Like that girl who's squatting over squinting.
Yes! Or the girl who be like... Her,
you are a meme for years.
A meme for years. And every time I like see the person, like see their Twitter or their Instagram, I'd be like, thank you for your service because you don't know what you did for the culture back in the day. Because them memes be funny. And you can use them for a lot of shit.
You can. So, I don't know if I want to be a meme.
No, I don't want to be a meme.
I'm so scared.
Never want to. If I want to be a meme, please let it be a good picture of me. Please don't let it be no crazy. Because
the one the girl doing like that was a funny looking picture.
That picture was hilarious. They call that girl in church. In church, and may I do it?
Oh, no.
During praise and worship.
See, people will never leave you alone after that. No.
During praise and worship. I'm like, girl, get the camera out of my face.
Wow. Oh, yeah, but I do want to know what Kim and Kanye was arguing about.
She was crying. And he was like, I mean, he didn't seem like he was yelling, but he definitely seemed like he was trying to make some points.
He did a lot previously
to that, though. Right. So I can only imagine what that conversation was like.
She could have been like, you out here doing all this dumb ass shit, blah, blah, blah. It could have been that type of conversation.
Ooh. Kim really got control. You never wonder, because, I mean, the Kardashians are all image. You know, it's all about how they look and how they appear. So I be wondering, like, when he do stuff like that, like, I don't know, she be so stressed.
Yeah, definitely.
That would stress me out so bad. Like, it's already bad enough your husband doing that. But y'all are, like, the most famous people.
Because you know they're going to blame Kim for anything he do anyway. Oh, Kanye got with Kim. Yeah, he doing this crazy ass shit.
I thoroughly believe this is not Kimberly's fault.
And Kim be like, bitch, I ain't got shit to do with
this
shit.
I ain't got nothing to do with this.
And y'all be throwing me under the fucking bus. I know she's sick of it.
Listen, Kim Kardashian is no angel, but I do not blame that girl for Kanye West's problems, his issues. Hello. Oof, and issues he has. You ever see her 72 questions on Vogue? It's so interesting.
It is.
It's so bizarre because Kanye's in it. And
oh, wait, she had the kids up in there too. Yeah. Okay, I might have seen clips of it.
I was like, this is so interesting. I just wonder what they talk about. Life.
I do like seeing
things. Wonder what they talk about.
I wish Beyonce. Listen, I would pay good money to watch a show with Beyonce.
You say this all the time.
Beyonce is
never selling you her life.
Please just give me a little something.
Never. The best we can get is these concert documentaries.
I want to know what the fuck she did for her birthday.
No, that did your cousin post that? Was that your cousin?
That was Zonda.
Okay.
That was so funny. Because they share a birthday, so it was even funny. I'm like, yeah, I want to know too.
I don't know what Beyonce doing for her birthday.
I ain't going to tell her what she doing. She could have been in her bed eating popcorn, watching P-Valley fall.
Because, you know? I mean, when you Beyonce, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, really.
Bitch can probably fly to the moon on her ass. Who knows? But tell us, sis. Damn, that's all you're saying.
No, Beyonce has
she know we want to know so bad.
She do, and that's why she ain't telling y'all ass.
That is wild to me.
Because it's like, Beyonce and her mom, what the fuck you want to know about my life?
I want to see what Blue Ivy room look like. It's little shit like that. Like, what's in her kitchen?
When they caught pictures of her on that boat with the nigga of Twitter, the CEO of Twitter, they were on like a boat and Blue Ivy had her little friend with her. I was like, wow, look at this. Blue Ivy got friends.
She do.
They come on the boat with them. Sir and Rumi just chilling in the back. Imagine being born into that kind of wealth.
Like, that's just a normal day for them. On the boat.
Right, on the
chilling.
Fucking boat. Just
on the private jet.
Hanging out. When the Smith family was on that boat in Italy or some shit, it was just chilling on the boat playing checkers.
Just another Friday. You know, like, they just be hanging. Mm-hmm. Speaking of boat, the girl who do our waxes, mm-hmm. she having a boat party October 4th. It's from 4 to 8. It's $42 a person. Ooh. Are you interested in getting on a boat?
I am interested in getting on a boat.
You lying to me, Kim.
No, I am, but not in a club. I'm not interested in y'all turning that boat into a club.
I don't know what you're going to turn. Shit, if I know. I just want to get on the boat.
I do want to get on the boat.
For a long time.
I do.
I'm getting there to take pictures of myself anyway and then sit the boat down somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be you. You know, I used to be like, Mo, what you mean? No, I'm not. I'm not really mad at the cause. I'm not. I'm mad at it at all.
Beach, take pictures of myself. Okay, I'm ready to go now. Just want to take my picture.
And go.
Oh, good. Because I remember that girl whose birthday, she had the boat ride thing, and I was supposed to go. Didn't go.
Why didn't you go?
I didn't. I was going to be the only one.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't want to know nobody. But now this girl, it's going to be the same situation. So I was going to ask either you or Kaka, which one of y'all are interested in getting on this fucking boat?
Kaka would love to get on the boat.
I know it.
You know she would. She
better have a babysitter, bitch. I don't think this $42 is for fun. Also,
did I say Kaka or Kayla?
Who?
Me.
I don't know either.
I'm going to have to listen back to it. Her name is Kayla. You ain't gonna convert me.
Kaka!
So earlier this week, you was actually writing down topics. But then hit me with a... Well, I'll let you know if I'll be in town to record the podcast.
Bitch, I know who the fuck I thought I was. Bitch, I ain't going no fucking way.
Plans. Okay.
All I got down is loyalty. Top 3 to 5 in a relationship and what does love mean to me?
First of all, we spilled all the beans that we had to say about that on your story the other day.
Listen, not even on purpose. I was like, this should
record me. You Kayla didn't know until halfway through.
I swear I told both of y'all.
No, ma'am.
Hell behind. No, wait, ma'am. I'm being recorded?
Yes. First of all, you need to hand me written permission slip that I need to sign. My consent for my likeness and image to be posted on your story.
A lot
of people view your story. Well, what I consider a lot.
Yeah.
So, consent.
How do you feel about people posting me on their story?
Oh, please just do it when I'm cute. Please. Like, I honestly, depending on who you are, I don't mind. But just tell me. Just make me aware. Don't just post me. Just tell me.
Yeah.
You would just post a bitch.
I would. I slow down with that a lot.
I would see myself. I'd be like, damn, can I even get a fucking warning? What if I ain't like this?
Because I try to read the room a little bit. Because, like, I was with my cousin at the live bar. If she wasn't posting herself, I would never turn the camera on her. So, but, you know, I was, like, catching her vibe. So, same thing with you. If I don't see you taking a picture of something, I'm not going to be like, okay, let me just snap a picture of Kim.
Right, snap it up.
I got to see what Kim at.
I just want to be made aware. Because... I don't mind you putting up the camera. I'm not going to do it.
Because, you know, I'll do the thing. I'll put it on myself. And I'll turn it like, there's Kim, y'all.
Which is what most people do. Yeah. And I love that. I just gotta be cute, girl.
Right. But some people don't like it nowadays because you feel like, oh, you tell people where you are, or you, I don't want nobody to know I'm here in this club type thing.
That's a good point.
So, like I said, if she would never post herself in the club, I would never put her in my story.
Could you be more aware?
You know, be a little bit more aware
of what's going on around you.
Because, no, before I give a fuck,
you're just a post.
Bitch, you here? Come here. Get in this video, bitch. Cause some people really like, they don't do that social media ass shit, and I can get that because if it
definitely.
Was,
because it is sus. Like, listen, you post your every move, niggas gonna know your every move.
Definitely.
Period.
Even though 9 out of 10, if your grandma niggas posted something, she's already left. Just so you know.
Just so y'all.
So you thought she was gonna catch me alive, bitch? No, I was already in the car. Oh, I was probably already in my fucking bed.
I'm already back on the north side.
Just
thanks
in
so
case
much.
You fucking thought. Same thing with like Ross and Walmart and all that shit. Bitch, I'm gone. And then with those type
you'll
of things,
definitely post later.
You don't know which Ross I'm in anyway.
Right.
You could assume one of the north side. But bitch, I could all
four of them in Jacksonville. Oh, excuse me.
Speaking of the fucking west side. So Zonda had that her birthday dinner at Chop House 13. And
what
I remember
is that?
I thought you said it was over here by you, but I think maybe we was looking at the wrong restaurant or something.
I did say San Jose.
It was on San Jose.
Oh, it was?
It was.
Oh, okay.
You're right. But the way the GPS took me, I thought it was going to take me, like, literally by your house type thing.
It took you over to Buckman?
Bitch.
Yeah, no.
You know I'm over the west side. I said, where the fuck we going? I had a whole attitude the whole ride. So that shit said, get on 295. I said, I'm sorry, what? Because I'm trying to go the other way.
Get on 295. I'm going to just stay home.
And then we kept going. And I'm like, maybe Kim meant it was by her parents' house. He was like, by me. I'm like, maybe she meant her parents. Because I passed by Collins. Mm-hmm. Passed by Blandon. Whatever that next exit is before the goddamn Buckman pass. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to get on this bridge.
Roosevelt.
Where the fuck am I going?
Right there. Because it's the exit as soon as you get.
Yes. But bitch, damn. I feel like I traveled across the fucking world.
So it put you. You took 295 all the way down.
And then the GPS took me past, like, the avenues of Southside Boulevard on the way back home. So
it
I'm trying
did?
To figure out why the fuck y'all couldn't do that on
you
the way
You came
there.
From home.
Yeah, I came from home. And it took me 295
strange.
Across the Buckman. But when I went home, bitch,
it
y'all.
Took you through
so I literally
95.
Drove all the way around Jacksonville.
Literally.
The whole fucking circle.
First of all, please, I'm triggered, actually. You just
God damn.
Because the way I be, sometimes I'll go, just depending on where I'm going on the west side. Because if you're going to Normandy, Wilson, you know, you go through downtown, but if you're going to Collins, Blandon, you want to like go over to Buckman, I hate going over the Buckman Bridge, but it's just too goddamn far, regardless.
And then, you know, I saw all the pole information, like the express lane type shit. You know, I don't know nothing about nothing y'all got going on that fucking west. So I said, bitch, if I gotta pay a fucking toll, bitch.
I wish you had heard the conversation I had with Amin, because he was calling me, yeah, he was so panicked. He was like, what is it? I said, first of all, you didn't have to get... Oh, that's an express lane. You're supposed to be in the far right lane.
Which, thank God I was. Thank you, GPS. But I saw all the toll info at the signs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know for a fucking fact. Mm-hmm. I got to pay a fucking toll, bitch. I'm going to fuck off.
The way people be so over it when they take you to that Buckman
Bridge.
I know they know. It's
toll.
A totally different lane.
So it's literally just an express
it's
lane,
just
and you're just paying
lane.
To go on the express lane.
Yeah, yes.
Assuming it. Because there used to be a lot of traffic over there, so I'm
right.
Assuming they stopped there.
I don't even remember where that express lane is. That's how little I'd be on that shit. Because I just never ride that stretch of 295 anymore. I just don't need to.
Right.
So I know it's 50 cents to get in it, but that's as much as I know.
I guess you go over there all the time.
I've been on it once, and it is worth it.
Okay.
It is worth it. Make me feel like a bad bitch.
Like,
I got
bitch, we was in Miami, and it was like 500 lanes. I said, Kim, what the fuck going on here?
Express lanes. Next time I know, because I got a sun pass, baby. Express lanes on that ass.
Express.
I feel.
But yes, Chop House was very nice. It was very
that's
much
good.
Ruth Chris Jr.
Very much.
No fucking crab cakes, though. So your girl was a little annoyed.
Then what'd you have? Did you have salmon?
No, I did not. I've eaten salmon all fucking week. I told everybody that at the table. I told anybody who would listen, like, I'm sick of salmon for
I'm
now.
I'm tired of salmon. I even thought about you because when I went to lunch with Amin, he was talking about ordering salmon. I was like, didn't you just say you were sick of salmon? I'm like, no, that was Mo said she was sick of
me
salmon.
As fuck. I'm sick of salmon. But bitch, I had a steak. It's
been
so long, so I had a fucking steak.
Ooh.
Oh my God, that shit was good. I thought about your birthday, then I said, I'm getting another fucking steak.
Did you know I've been talking about this steak since, what, last year?
Since we were supposed to go to Ruth Chris with
Dee, yes. D, if you're listening,
I want my steak.
But
bitch,
on the 18th.
Let me tell you how they played us, though.
Because
they tried to tell you, all you know, all the size a la carte, you know, it's shareable, you share with everybody. So I was on the fence about getting an appetizer because I was like, bitch, I can't eat all this calamari by myself. So I'm like, Zonda was like, ooh, calamari. I was like, yeah, I'll split some with you. So I said, go ahead and add the calamari for the appetizer. Why she brought that shit out, bitch? I ate all that fucking calamari. So I got like one piece. One, I was hungry as fuck. One, but two, like it was like a tiny little dish of it. That bitch was like, it's gonna be shareable. You can share with everybody. Go to hell. What was her name? Rachel. Go to hell, Rachel.
Me in here.
One of the girls I talked to, one of the waitresses, I was like, yeah, what do you recommend? I've never been here. She was like, oh, you know, this is my family's restaurant. I said, what? Get that money. But I enjoyed it. I would go there again.
That's good. Because I was looking, you know, I like to peep the menus and the prices and things. I was like, ooh. I knew nothing about them. I wish I had known. Same. Is it a nice, like, restaurant on the inside?
Yeah, it was nice. That's good. I'm just going through the menu. I'm like, bitch, are we at Rue Chris Jr.? Like, the only thing, like,
they
chicken breast is not, of course, stuffed. So I was like, oh, well, I don't want to get that. So who wants just dry ass chicken breast?
Right.
No one. Could y'all put a little cheese on this bitch? A little razzle dazzle.
Shut.
I was
a little razzle dazzle. Dang, I can't wait to get. I already know what I'm getting.
I look at Chop House. Are we sitting on the rooftop or inside?
No, like, I did request a second floor though.
What does that mean? See, I've never been there, so
I don't know. But I heard that. Listen, when I went on Open Table, it says something about, or maybe I went on the actual website and it says something about second floor can be requested, but it's not guaranteed. And that just, for me, that just meant that the second floor was a bad bitch.
Bad bitch section.
Right. So I requested the second floor in my reservation. Of course, you know, me, Virgo and me got to do it weeks out. So hopefully because I did it weeks out, they'll give us the second floor.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. They do have a rooftop situation.
They do, but you can't eat there. Like you can't.
Okay. So we definitely won't be up there. That's what I was getting at. But we will go up there and snap up our pictures.
Yeah, if it don't rain. Because it's supposed to rain, I think, that day.
God damn it.
Yeah.
We can't have shit.
Well, hopefully that'll change.
I'm still somebody's umbrella.
You and this. I went to the house because I thought I left my umbrella over there. And I was badgering them. I was like, I thought I left my umbrella in here. You know, Yana going back and forth. She was like, I ain't seen no umbrella. So each room that we like go to together, you know, we just mosey around the house. But each room we go to, I'm like looking for my shit. Like, where is my umbrella? Who got my shit? So Yana, she was like, well, if you need an umbrella so bad, here. So she gave me like a brand new umbrella that she had. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh. Thank you. But Yana was giving me pressure because I was looking for it. And I was like, Yana, do you want to fight? Like, do you want to fight me? What's going on?
I'm just looking for my things.
I felt a little bit of animosity. She's like, ain't nobody got your umbrella. Your umbrella not here. Which I get home. My umbrella was in the car.
Your place. Bye. Give Yana back her shit. Yana, get your things.
I went back and I told her, like, girl, my stuff was in the car. I felt like it was because I knew it either had to be in the house or in my car. So...
Because that used to be me with Christopher coming in. Y'all always touching my shit. Everybody move my stuff. I hate it here.
Whole time, anybody touch your shit.
Whole time, nobody touch shit. It's just me. I'm the problem. Damn. What else for the steak? What you said you looked at the Chop House menu. So what do you... I know you're getting a steak.
Definitely.
But what else was on there that caught your eye?
You know I'm getting the mac and cheese. And I love a good broccoli, a good asparagus. Ooh. One of those I'm feeling. And I'm definitely getting a glass of wine.
Did they have their prices on there?
Hell no. I had to go to Yelp. Thank God for the people who go to the restaurant and take pictures of the menu. I am so grateful for y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so grateful.
Low key, if somebody, like, on my picture, I put a picture of, like, the Chop House menu or whatever, and I was like, damn, somebody probably gonna be so happy because they can see some of the prices and what they have. Could that be me?
Me?
If somebody posts a picture, I'd be, like, trying to pause in the screenshot to see what they have.
Me. Description. Me.
I used to take a picture of everybody's menu. Like, when we went the first watch, I took a picture. Another broken egg, I took a picture. Like,
first of all, for my reference, because, you know, I like to go back and look at these menus.
I think but I made that at a Chinese restaurant. Like, I'm just taking a picture of this.
All right.
For real. Because just have your shit online with the prices, please.
Please.
What else we doing for your birthday?
I do kind of want to drink. But so, I ain't got nothing to do.
We're going to dinner Friday, which is the actual birthday.
Yes.
And then, so you don't have nothing planned for Saturday. And we both going to be off. Wait, did you still call? You took off for your birthday?
Yes. Well, I haven't done that yet, but I plan to this week. I don't know.
Because my mom getting my hair done.
So am I. Well, I'm doing my hair.
Bitch, I should take off. High five for taking off. PTO.
Listen.
Give me some PTO.
No. You got one of these,
bitch. I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
Bitch, I probably got 20. I don't know. I'm making it up. I couldn't make it. We're going to check it.
What happened?
I don't know. I feel like I've been taking off a lot of Fridays. You don't think so? Maybe I'm
tripping. That's just one, maybe.
I might have, I'm going to guess 30, 35 hours. That's what I'm going to guess.
What the hell happened to your PTO? You didn't take off for Volcano Bay, did you?
Did I? No, I was off Friday.
Okay. So, but that was the only one you was off. I was off
like the Friday before that.
What the hell you did the Friday before that?
I don't know. I'm going to check my PTO.
I checked mine, and obviously it's down now, but I think I had like 60 something, like 70 hours.
Oh, see, I know for a fact I ain't got no fucking 60, 70 shit, nothing.
No, I didn't say my shit.
At one point I had 58. I don't remember. I do remember having like 58.
Because at one point we had about the same. I mean, there was no reason for us to take off, so we was really racking up PTO.
Sometimes I forgot what. I'm going to check it.
Yeah, check that.
Give me some PTO.
I don't feel like it's no 30s. Now, you should at least
Kim going to give me some PTO.
I ain't giving you shit.
I think you auto. Look, I think you auto.
Give you my PTO?
Give me that.
No. I need to save my shit. First of all, I've never been able to cash out. If y'all got a job with PTO, which I hope you do. I really do. Because that shit is lit. I've never cashed.
Right around the corner,
yeah, I need money. But you can only, here's the thing. You have to have 40 hours left. It's not like you can cash out and leave it at zero. You got to have 40 hours left. So you can only cash
what's over the 40?
Yes!
So what the hell?
I'm going to step my shit up and get a week's worth of pay doing absolutely nothing. And it's, what, you only get 75% of it? Or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
They don't even pay out at the full 100%. So you might as well take your days off, honestly. Yeah. But if you need like extra cash, I guess it's good for that.
I wish one day I'm gonna take we're gonna do a week long vacation. We don't know where the fuck we going.
I did a week last year. You did. I did, and I didn't like it. But you know what? It's because I didn't have anything to do.
See, I gotta make sure we got plans.
Yeah, we gotta make sure we go somewhere. That's the only reason I need to take a week. Because a week of nothing, no thanks. No, like, I would rather take 4 Fridays in a row, 4 personal days in a row, than 4 like consecutive days, like a week or something like that. Like, that's too much time. I ain't gonna want to go back
at all.
I need to be doing something.
But we really got Thanksgiving coming up, and then Christmas coming up,
and all this forced PTO. Like, if y'all don't pay us on these motherfucking days, that's not a paid holiday. They like to say, "Oh, it's paid." It's not paid. No, if I gotta pay for it myself, because what we got next? We don't get Veterans Day off.
Definitely don't get Halloween, which is on a Saturday.
Don't
anyway,
get Halloween. So it's just Thanksgiving. But what day is Thanksgiving? What day is Thanksgiving fall on, bitch? What? Because remember, it was like it would be the days before and after. Like, are we gonna take Wednesday? Are we gonna take Friday? Because normally we take Friday.
I I'm probably just keep it on Thanksgiving Day and do the Friday after. And that's probably
you is not working Friday after Thanksgiving.
No, I'm saying the day is off.
Oh, okay,
that would be off the day after. Because like you said, I usually would do the day before, but I probably.
I mean, Christmas was on a Tuesday one year, so I ended up taking that was Monday off.
I hate it.
What is But now it's on a Wednesday, so we're gonna be going to work. Monday, Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's on a Wednesday. Make sure.
Oh, if I have enough PTO, I'll take Wednesday through.
Oh no, I lied.
Friday.
Christmas is on a Friday this year.
What?
Yeah, so we get a 3-day weekend. We get Christmas Eve off.
Wait a minute. I think I had to request Christmas Eve off.
And then it's the following week as well. So Christmas and New Year's. So if you take, obviously, Christmas falls on a Friday, New Year's also falls on a Friday. So that's 2 Fridays in a row we're gonna have to take off.
I don't be doing nothing for New Year's. Maybe this year. Switch it up. First of all, I bet she just starts wasting her PTO doing nothing. You taking off Friday and I don't be doing shit. Let's talk about the verses. Did you watch it all the way through?
I didn't watch any of it, but I saw
Kim, close the computer. Goodbye, y'all.
Listen, I can't watch those things because they're so cringy. And from what I heard, I like to get Twitter commentary because Twitter also offers clips. And Instagram gives us clips as well. So I don't need to watch the whole thing, I feel. I feel like I can get the gist of what happened just from commentary and what people are saying in clips. So I was glad I didn't watch it from what I was hearing because they said that shit was so cringy. I have really bad secondhand embarrassment. I can't watch people do stuff like that.
Really? Not secondhand embarrassment.
I'm dead serious. That's not a game. I mean, like, it makes me... I feel pain.
I was in and out of it. I was more so there for Monica. So whenever Brandy started going, I was in class too, by the way. So I'm like doing my own thing.
Monday.
Yeah. So, but anytime Monica played a song, I'm like, yes. Like, I'm
so you
all
see
hyped.
Monica.
Oh yes.
Same.
I tell you, I only know I probably like 5 Brandy songs, if even. Impossible. Look, that counts. Does that not count?
Bitch, when I tell you, I was like, why Brandy ain't play that shit? That was good.
Does that not count? Cinderella, please.
I was literally like, why Brandy ain't playing that? I mean, listen.
And then I missed the last half because I had left class. So I'm leaving. So I was like, damn, I'm missing that shit. But it was good.
Monica was giving the girls what they needed in the early 2000s. And I think that's what really solidified her for our generation. Whereas Brandy, I mean, obviously Brandy was putting out music at the time, but Monica just really had a hold on me.
She did. Like, hit after hit. I'm
hit
like,
after fucking hit. Somebody on Twitter was like, Missy Elliott ain't never said, new Brandy. And bitch, where's the lie?
Where's the lie?
Where's the lie? Okay.
That shit was good.
I love Monica, so. But yeah. Also, the songs that I do like by Brandy, I love, so.
Because when she played, what was that, Full Moon? I ain't heard that song in so fucking long.
That's my shit.
I said, bitch, I know this.
Angel in Disguise.
Don't know that.
Good shit.
I don't know that.
Wanna Be Down.
I know that.
What else?
I told you literally about 5 songs. Gun to my head, I'm probably gonna get shot. Y'all
and the boys.
That's it. Did they play that? They did play it.
But Monica act like she ain't know the words. You got me fucked up.
Monica, don't play with us. Singers and rappers really be forgetting their shit.
And you know what? That's fair.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I be forgetting y'all shit too.
Nah, fuck that. How about we outdoing y'all on y'all song?
They gotta remember a whole catalog of music. That's a lot of them don't even write this stuff.
That's the only thing I can think of. Like, okay, you didn't write it.
Yeah.
But if you wrote it. If your shit was a hit, I would expect you to fucking know it. If Beyonce get up here, I'm like, she'll know how to sing.
Single ladies.
Single ladies are irreplaceable or some shit. I'm like, bitch, you got your fucking mind.
You did. Listen,
and as much as she can't check on it, bitch, I know she know that shit word for word.
How do you know she ain't check on it? I'm not check on it.
I wish one of them songs she said, no, Bootylicious, my fault. It was Bootylicious she said she didn't like.
I was going to say, check on the
bitch. My fault.
What are you talking about?
But I bet she knew it because that shit was a fucking hit. Everybody loved it. She hated it, but everybody else loved it.
And the boys was it? Definitely. Why? I feel like it was because that sounds right.
That sounds all right. What? One of the songs that wasn't really supposed to be a song, but everybody else loved it.
Right. It was just supposed to be a thing that they did. It turned out to be a massive hit.
Jesus.
Which, honestly, Bootylicious didn't age well, so Beyonce is right.
It was like a BT like Hip Hop Awards one time, and one of the rappers, he ain't remember his shit. Everybody in the audience like, what? They rapping it for him and shit, and it was just like... Or was it a girl? I don't know who it was. It was other like fucking up. I'm like, ain't no fucking way.
Sounds about right.
Your song was a hit. Was it not a hit to you? It like, your make it song.
I mean, who knows? Maybe if she get tired of performing it. I don't know. Like, I'm sick of this shit.
My mind was blown. So when you talk about Monica was acting like she didn't know the words.
It's not that she didn't know. Well, maybe not. It's not that she didn't know them. She just acted like she didn't want to perform them.
Oh, I can believe that. One of my classmates, Jen, she was like, I don't want to watch this. They're not actually singing. I'm exactly. Like, it ain't really about them singing. It's just like going back and forth hit for hit. So I mean, was having a good time just watching.
But the boy is mine, bitch. You better.
Yeah, some of the songs. And then sometimes they would pick up the mic and give us a little.
Brandy definitely did, yeah.
Monica did a little bit, too, a little bit.
Okay.
But I wasn't expecting a full concert.
Brandy fans, because it would be way too many Brandy fans be acting like, I understand that Brandy's voice was touched by God or whatever. I would need y'all to stop acting like Monica can't sing.
Period. Because sis blows, and y'all got me fucked up.
Well, Brandy's just the vocal this and the vocal that, and I'm like,
girl. First of all, I didn't know half of y'all was Brandy fans like that.
Okay, we get, that's the only thing that got to really latch on to, because Brandy ain't had as an illustrious of a career, but we ain't gonna get there musically.
She said something about one of her albums, I think whatever song had full, whatever album had Full Moon on it, she was like,
album was Full Moon.
Probably. Yeah. She was like, she didn't get to drop a lot of singles. I'm like, that would explain why I don't know none of the fucking songs. She didn't.
Because it was a well-produced album. It was well-produced. Obviously, she sang very well. It wasn't a bad album. It just wasn't promoted the way it should have been. Well,
gotcha. Because I'm like, I do not know Brandy shit.
Yeah.
And you be trying to figure out, why the fuck don't I know her shit? Was I just not a Brandy fan? Or was shit not just out there?
I feel like in the early 2000s, when we first started like really listening to music, Brandy just did not have that much of a presence. Her presence was more so 90s. Whereas Monica, even though she started in the 90s, she still maintained that same momentum in the 2000s. Because... I can think of several songs from 2000 to 2010 that I love. 2015, really. Yeah. That I love by Monica.
I'm ready to get in the car and blast.
So gone.
A bop forever. Forever.
That song sounded like it came out yesterday.
Timeless. A fucking timeless bop.
And again, Missy Elliott ain't never said new Brandy.
Kick down your doors and smack your chicks. Ow!
Okay, that part. Did I send you that? Somebody like remade it.
No, you didn't send me that.
I ain't show you that.
I don't think
I must have sent it to me. Because at one point, Monica, like, fake Monica, squared up with Brandy. And when I tell you, I was...
Hello?
You didn't see this?
No. So you gotta just send it to me so I can watch it later.
I am. Because, baby.
But listen, when I was going through my little breakup, I'm over here playing Hurts the Most and Breaks My Heart. Like, I'm just over here going through.
Girl, should've known better. I didn't.
Ooh, I did not ask. You should have known.
I used to sing that song like I had a whole man back then.
You know, you got Why Her. Just Monica. My God. She just touched.
Even, I forgot all about that song she had with Keisha Cole. Trust.
Damn. Now I want to watch the whole thing through again because, no. You know what? Don't they put the playlist on Apple Music or something? Okay, I didn't look that up.
Also, however many views. I know they got over 1 million.
It was like 1.2 million.
1.2? That's a lot.
My girls want to play. I was watching that shit go up and up and up. I said, bitch, we had 660K. Next time I look back, that shit said 1 million. I said, my girls ain't playing.
They not playing at all.
Because what was that? Erykah Badu and Jill didn't get that many fucking hits.
Oh, they didn't?
Mm-mm. Not that many views. I don't think.
I forget
not
who no million. Said was the next. Who was the next, you know, below them? I don't remember who it was. Because somebody cracked a million. I don't know if it was Alicia Keys and John Legend.
Oh, I missed that. They did one?
They did, bitch.
Why did they put a man and a woman? Because they both play.
Both play piano.
Oh, go to hell.
They
please.
Both light skin.
Look, they both light skin. It was another one that I missed. Everybody said it was good. Was it like Rick Ross and somebody? Am I tripping?
Two Chainz.
Who he was doing it with?
It was Two Chainz and Rick Ross.
Okay.
I feel like they too goddamn recent. Can I get older people? Yeah. That's too recent for
I want
me.
Future to do one. Somebody said Future and Lil Wayne, but you know. I don't know
I'm sorry,
how
what?
I feel about that.
What?
Because Future got hits. I don't know. And Lil Wayne
hits, but
definitely
Lil
got
Wayne?
Hits. I don't know.
Lil Wayne. Dwayne
that's
Carter.
Literally what it said. Yes.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
No. First of all, Lil Wayne got nostalgia on his side.
He listen.
As soon as he played the block, it's hot as
bitch,
over.
It's over for you.
Like
for anybody. That catalog is stretched.
It's, listen, baby. That catalog go, okay? I don't know if Future got the
he can just get him by himself and just take us back.
I don't know if Future got the...
If I could get Apple Music, can I please get Dick Pleaser? Please.
Girl, no.
God damn.
Spotify, my
got a bitch named Keisha. She a real Dick Pleaser. The shoddy fun Cuba still working on the visa. A girlfriend, Lisa, man, oh, Puerto Rico. Oh, high shell, suck dick, but it's there for me to eat. That whole crazy man, yo.
All right.
Bitch, I want to hear that so bad. I mean, to be playing the fuck out of me.
First of all, no. In the Carter 3, what does Future have that can compare?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm just a mess. It really don't have it
I'm
on here.
I'm just a messenger. Go to Spotify and see if it's on there.
Let me see. I can listen to music on Spotify. That's what it's for, like, originally.
Did you just say that?
Deadass, I never used this app. I thought it was just for our
y'all,
podcast.
Mo just said, I can listen to music on Spotify?
Because I always go, listen.
What?
Now I know.
Oh.
But Spotify is free, right? I didn't pay for this shit, did I?
I mean, it is free, but you with ads.
Okay. Girl, don't tell me I'm paying for this. Apple Music will take my money. I won't be paying attention.
Girl, go to YouTube and call it a day.
That's what I've been having to do for years now, and I'm sick of it. Somebody put the shit on their shit.
Download it then.
God.
And add it to your music. Because clearly you want it that day.
I do. That's oh my God. I want to play it now. Which I don't,
no.
We don't own the rights to this song. Fuck it. What is it?
Bitch named Keisha, she a real dick pleaser. Hey. Shout out from Cube, still working on a visa. A girlfriend,
I'm
Lisa,
in the car.
I'm Puerto Rico.
Hot shell, suck
dick, but it's for me to eat. Bitch named Keisha, she a real dick.
Oh my god, it's a shame how I can start this whole song.
This recent comment, I love them to be like commenting in 2020.
A girlfriend, Lisa, man, I'm Puerto Rico.
Hot
shell, suck dick, but it's for me to eat.
That whole crazy
man, young on the meter, but a homegirl need a swallow come.
We're going to get dinged for this.
First of all, I forgot we were still
listen, right. Kim over here reading the comments.
I'll cut it off. Oh, you know what I just thought about?
What?
You know me how.
You know me how.
Wait, with the dance move.
Bitch, oh, I love that stick figure dance. Oh, my God. Please tell me this is my favorite. I hate dancing my shit. Bitch,
it's in my head.
How many pictures you got in your phone right now? Pictures and videos, I mean.
1902.
Bitch, I got 12,000. Yes! Now I want to post it. It's the hand. That's exactly how we used to look in our fucking room. Ain't had no business listening to that. Where's our mamas?
Y'all mad and wild. The kids hearing it. But this is me at 8 years old.
Eight. Hey. Fuck by 5 or 6 best friends. Thought we were so cool. Nasty. We was nasty and grown.
Like me, oh my god, they ain't got no business being that funny. And what really got me is she put on Jesus sandals. I hate y'all.
On Jesus sandals?
Yes. Just like, I swear to God, it's my own Jesus sandals.
Oh my god.
I used to be.
I'm gonna say that one day. Jesus sandals.
Also, you know what else is in my hidden?
What's that?
My
me?
Favorite video.
What I said?
Girl, oh, you some,
tell me my ear, y'all.
It's something. It's something about it. I just.
You talking because you ain't heard that in a long time. I hadn't either.
So long.
I don't know. Maybe
when you was a
head.
Kid, y'all was really telling each other. First of all, kids can't whisper for shit.
Knowing damn well everybody can still hear.
Right.
Remember that game, Telephone? Everybody sit in a circle and like pass the same.
I remember. I was playing that game one time, and the way I could not hear that, what that girl said for shit, I knew that the whole game of Telephone got messed up because of me. Because I don't know if the air conditioning turned on or what, but I could not hear what that girl told me for nothing in the world. So by the time it got to me, The story was all fucked up.
Y'all. But listen, I was the one that was going to change what she said anyway, so it really didn't matter what you told me, bitch.
So you was the culprit.
Game change, bitch.
You was the culprit.
I used to love that shit. Monique's beautiful. See, that's what she said. Charles loves Mo. That's what she said.
It was you. I'm just worried about keeping the story straight and your ass intentionally fucking it up.
Fucking up everybody's shit. I thought that's what everybody was doing anyway.
Girl.
Nope, just me.
Oops. Yes.
Nah, tell us when y'all played telephone, y'all used to change the message. Because what was the point? What's the point for the person who said it to get back to them so the last person can say what they say and that mean the last person won?
No.
Like, what was the goal? The end game goal
was to illustrate how easy it is for a story to get switched up when you telling it all over the goddamn place.
Thanks to me.
So by the time we get to the last person and they tell the original person that heard the story, they're like, bitch, that is not what the fuck,
not
I, said.
The fuck I said.
Who the fuck I said?
That shit done probably got changed. Especially if you got a big group of people doing it. You know that shit got changed.
A whole classroom of little kids?
Woo!
I fucked that story all up, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Now I want to play with kids. You know, they can't hardly be hearing a whisper and they go fuck it up. It's going to be so funny.
Kids can't hold water for shit.
Imagine playing that with drunk grown people, though. Bitch, yikes. I should have been something. I'm gonna do that shit.
First of all, something's gonna get real messy because somebody,
ain't
gonna,
it?
Somebody gonna say Monique's a hoe.
I'm fighting everybody in the circle. Right. Fuck all y'all. Who said that shit?
I'm not calling this shit over.
So I'm fucking your nigga.
Right. Oh no!
No matter, put me at the end of the line so I can just change whatever the fuck I want to say.
You anyway. Could. That last person could literally change the say truth,
anything. Fuck being the starter. Your shit gonna get fucked up anyway.
And then everybody gonna be like, well, what you told her? And what you said to
see,
her?
See?
Who had her?
That ain't what Kim just told me. Cause so who switched it up? You know, it's gonna be a whole bunch
messy
of
messy boots. Basically,
the love teacher, mess.
The teachers are trying to tell us that life is messy boots. So keep your shit to yourself.
I did not know that was the whole purpose of the game.
Look at you,
I thought it was
know.
Shit that kids make. I never feel like I played it with my teachers. I don't. I feel like we all played it at like summer camp type shit.
Oh, okay.
Same difference.
But not with no, like, counselors and shit. It was just, like, us just bullshitting.
Oh, I always did it with teachers.
So that's how we used to be saying shit, like, oh, Charles loves Mo and Monique. Like, you switching up and saying petty shit. Because it wasn't, like, teachers around. It was just us playing.
Child, my teacher tried to show us that shit was messy boots. And I got the hint very quickly.
Now I know. Bitch, I want to play.
Stop
with some
those rumors around.
Come on, we finna have a party at Kim's house, and we finna play. Everybody get drunk.
You know, I used to
I'm
love.
I'm niggas.
Can you Nick? Please?
His I dick used to love. Say somebody's name, be like, touch the dick, love. A bunch of semen. Oh my god! Everybody gonna be in there fighting because of me.
It's you! You the shit starter.
And y'all gonna know it's me because I'm gonna be cracking up.
The hell up. Talking about grown drunk people. You're trying to really start a brawl in
stop
here.
Stop fucking brawl.
No,
now, see, the last person, you can't be scary because if I say in your ear, if I'm the second to last and I say in your ear, say Charles Dick Little. And you don't say that shit. You
man,
scary. Yeah.
Man.
I can't play no.
No, you messy. He doing this shit with you.
Kick her out.
Kick out the fucking turtle.
She trying to start shit.
Oh my god. What's another good, fun, drunk game in a group?
Oh, I don't know. It was something that you kept trying to turn into a drunk game. What was it?
For the truth of dare or something? Oh, when we was doing that podcast that day.
Yeah.
Never have I ever, but was
I think
it?
So.
Which that already is a drunk game.
That's the one where
so
you
it was
put,
something else.
Oh, but instead of putting fingers down, would you take a shot? Because never have I ever, you have 10 fingers up, right?
And I think whoever get down, I guess, they got to
right.
take a shot. But it was another game, but what was it? I was like, damn, that ain't no drinking game.
Yes.
What was it?
It wasn't Never Have I Ever. It was, what was it? No, it wasn't Would You Rather.
Maybe it was, because maybe that, was that not what we was doing?
Where did the drinking part come in?
I have no idea. That's probably why we was
that's
thinking
exactly,
like that. What the fuck?
I'm gonna say this is exactly the conversation we had.
Yeah.
Where did the drinking part come in?
It's me trying to turn everything into alcohol.
Which, kind of want to. I haven't drank in a long time. Like,
Hennessy
really.
Taking me out.
I haven't really drank in a while.
What?
You've been having a ball.
I don't know. Fucking
who told
ball.
Us to like, listen, the way they said, after 25, you switched to dark liquor, they didn't lie.
They didn't fucking lie.
They did not lie when they said that.
My cousin switched out of me. She started drinking Patron. I had Patron last night for
I
the
like
first
Patron,
time. Just
actually.
A little shot of it.
Yeah. I like it.
I just want my Hennessy back.
She wasn't fucking with it.
I wasn't really impressed.
It depends on what it's mixed with.
I mean, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Irrational a lot? Fuck you, Kim. You're like, hell no, you actually got it together.
I wouldn't say it's irrational necessarily.
It's like stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
look at this Kim.
And even if you are being irrational, most of the time I know you're just being funny. Like, you're not really being serious. You might be a little serious, but you're not serious. I mean, there's no way she think that shit for real.
Oh, bless it.
But girl, stress. And it's not necessarily even you. Like you said, it's these niggas.
These niggas are trash.
And your relation to them. I hate them.
If you thought your nigga was trash, he's trash.
Yeah, all these niggas garbage.
And I don't want to be the one to tell you. Let's talk about that. When do you feel like you should be the one to tell the bitch that her nigga is trash?
If you are coming to me, if you are bringing it to me, you know what I'm saying? If you're minding your business, I'm going to leave. I don't mind my business. But if you're bringing it to me and you always crying, it's always some shit, you always upset, I'm going to be like, girl, I'm going to look you. I'm going to hold your hand.
Oh, no.
Both your hands. I'm going to look you dead in your eyes. Leave that nigga alone.
Cut that nigga off. Today. Right now.
Like, right now. But people just don't. I realize that people just can't do that. People don't be wanting to do that. The person has to be ready to do it themselves. So it don't matter. You can say that shit till you blue in the face. You can tell somebody till you're blue in the face to leave that nigga alone. And until they're ready, they're
not. Well, see, you're talking about like a friend, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody you don't even.
I wouldn't tell no stranger.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Okay, like, it.
But how strange, though. I'm somebody that be in your inbox. Yeah. Somebody you communicate with every now and again.
Yeah.
Is it messing for you to hop in the inbox like, girl?
Together. We don't talk every day, but I know who your boyfriend is, and I'm aware of you.
So let's say you out and you see her boyfriend with another bitch. Are you going to write that girl?
No, because that's not my business.
Oh, see you?
That's not my business. Because, again, you don't know. You never know. I could write you and you'd be like, girl, I don't even talk to that man no more. Like, why aren't you telling me that? It just seems very
because I can imagine somebody doing that to me when I found, with my little situation.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, I could have been like, yeah, but we're not together. And just that'd be the end of it. But that really could cause some fucking hell.
It can, because I feel like most of the time, people going to be like, you in my business?
Some people will.
Don't do that.
Like, I'm trying to put myself in a mindset of how would I have felt if somebody was to send me pictures of it when it happened, when it was at the house party.
Yeah.
I kind of would have been like, because I'm already blindsided, so I wouldn't have tried to take it out on that person that sent it.
No, but...
I'd have just took the information.
Yes, but when you think about it, even if, because they always say, you know, don't shoot the messenger or whatever, but you are bringing me bad news.
You are bringing me bad news. I'm hoping to God you're just doing it to, like, just shed light and be
a good friend.
Not be messy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be messy, you would put it on your story like the girlfriend did. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so if your intentions are good, like if you feel like the person's intentions are good, you're fine with it.
I feel like I'll be fine.
Mm. Okay. I mean, it totally depends on the person. Because I'm saying like 97% of people on earth, I'm not going to get it.
Right. Please. Yeah.
It's not my business.
It's not my business. Oh, God, but I do feel bad if I see you posting this trash-ass nigga all the time.
I do feel bad about
that. And I know for a fact
that
your nigga ain't shit. But, again, not my
business. Still not my business.
And you're not going to want to know. Right, and you're not going to want to hear it from me. Everybody not going to want to hear it from you.
Right.
You know, sometimes
and you might know. One thing I don't like, and I know you don't like it either, I do not like people telling me some shit I already know. So if you already know your nigga trash and you don't care, girl, again, that is your godly business.
Oh, God.
It's got nothing to do with me.
Because you could really tell somebody, they'd be like, girl, I don't know. Or I do know that and I don't care.
And I don't know about you, but most of my problems have come from me not minding my business.
Oh. Hello? Give me my fucking energy for shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. Let me just leave this shit
and
alone.
And I learned that lesson, honestly, back in 2016. I learned that lesson as soon as I graduated from college, I remember. I was just sitting around and I was like, really racking my brain about something. And I was like, you know what? That's not your business. Like, you shouldn't be working. Instantly, I just let that shit go. Because it was just a waste of energy. And it had nothing to do with me.
So next time y'all feeling a way about something, just be like, is this even my fucking business?
It sounds shady, but it will get you out of a lot
it
of shit.
Will.
Is this even my business?
It's not even my business.
If it's
not,
girl, look at
shit. Her nigga cheating on her. They ain't got shit to do with me. That's their house.
Right.
That's him. What Zonda was... when I was catching Zonda up, and she was like, some people really out here moving like some shit just don't mean nothing to them, but they don't care about certain shit. And she said, that's really scary.
I remember you told me that, and I agreed. That shit is really scary. People who move like they ain't got nothing to lose.
Moving like you ain't got nothing to lose. It's like, are you just trying to be cool, or do you really like, no, you ain't got... Like, you really just don't... care. Like,
that's a whole different conversation, because it's like, whoa. You either don't think you're gonna get caught, or you don't think you think that even if you do get caught, you don't think you're gonna lose anything.
God, and what does that say about the person you claim you ain't gonna fucking lose, bitch? You're like, you know, I'm good, I'll talk my way out of this, so you know, we'll get back.
No,
that's what they thinking. If they do get caught, it's like,
I don't want a nigga to ever think that about me.
I don't want you to ever think that
ever.
But some niggas have been doing that shit for
years.
I actually
do want you to think that about me so that I can show you that that's not the kind of bitch I am. That's not the kind of...
Shit will hit the fan. What they say, what's done in the dark will always come to the light.
That's such a churchy ass thing.
Ain't
it?
It's
so true.
God, that shit applies.
Not even churchy, but like a Negro spiritual kind of
I wonder how some shit do be coming to the light though. Dude, like the wrong information getting in the wrong hands. Did somebody slip up? Somebody get pissed and start talking.
99% of people's issues, I say my issues, but I would venture to say everyone's issues come from people not minding their business. Especially in this city. Everybody know everybody. And even if you don't know everybody, everybody knows somebody that does know somebody. So much shit has happened because somebody let the wrong information slip around the wrong person.
Right.
So much stuff.
Oh, somebody done, y'all done got caught slipping out here in these streets.
You ain't know who knew who, and you busy running your mouth about whatever in whatever setting.
I've had to catch myself sometimes when I'm talking. Ooh. I'm like, ooh, bitch, let me shut the fuck up because I don't know who you know.
I don't know who in this room.
This girl who was sitting next to me last night, she actually went to, she went to Revolt. She was like, oh, you went to FAMU? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I went with such. So, you know, I went to Revolt. So, just imagine if I was in the room talking about shit about somebody who went to Revolt. Mm-hmm. She could have easily been like, oh, I know, let me get this T.O. Shit, bitch, I'm going to start this shit about my best friend. This shit talking about my cousin or some shit.
Right.
You just never fucking know. So, I'm like, let me shut the fuck up sometimes. I'd be so embarrassed to find out I spilled all the tea to you somebody and they know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about. They just taking it all in.
It was this thing I seen on Twitter and it was saying something about you, basically like you telling your business is you disrespecting a boundary with yourself, essentially. Because it was like, your story took a long time to craft and, you know, be put together, and you just kind of letting anybody into your story. Everybody don't deserve to hear your story. Everybody don't deserve to have that piece of you. And I just thought that was such an interesting way to put that. Because, you know, when you're telling other people business, that could easily be seen as crossing a boundary. But when you're telling your own business, business that doesn't necessarily need to be shared, business that could be weaponized against you especially.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, I was sharing something with my classmates. You know, they know some things that are going on. And it kind of came up as a joke, like, oh, you homie hopping. Mm. So at one point, one of my classmates, we was just talking in a text thread, and she kind of said, she's like, well, she the homie hopper. And it was like, bitch, just use that information against me. Like, where did that, why would you do that? Why would you say that?
See, everybody, and that's another thing, so when we talk about the close friends, everybody is not in your corner. Like,
everybody not.
People really
ready
just
to throw
want
that
tea.
Shit back at you.
People really just want to see mess.
Hey, you know, I'm here for the mess. You know, messy mode. I'm here. Right. I'm people. I'm here for the mess. So, like, if I put it out there, I can't be mad at you for, like, throwing it back in my face. But now I know, bitch, I can't tell you anything else. Like, now I'm a vault. Don't ask me about shit. I'm not giving you no more updates.
Oh,
because
people would definitely be, oh, so you got an update, girl? What happened? Nah,
fuck you, bitch. You ain't gonna get a lick of no more tea out of, no more tea for you because you like to throw shit back. And she said it out of nowhere, and we was all like,
"Oh no!"
So you really felt some type of way about that, or you just
girl? Anybody even asked you to say all that?
Nobody asked you to say that because at one point they somebody in the group chat changed the name of the group to the hoes or these hoes. And then I guess in her way of defending, somebody was like, well, we ain't hoes. And then she was like, well, such and such the homie hopper.
And wait, I was like, just you and you alone? So she ain't calling nobody else? This whole group is the hoes. And you just talking about me?
Let me find out you feel some type of way because we could, I'm going to pull your ass to the side. But yeah, we can just go off right here because.
Do you want to fight?
Do you want to fight?
I'm very good at asking people.
I literally said, I was like, no, I didn't say that. But I was like, so, what's up? Like. This bitch calling me out for, but all right. I said, I ain't telling y'all whole shit. I ain't telling y'all nothing else. No, Mold, I don't mind meaning it like that. No, go to hell.
You mean exactly what you said.
Go to hell. Expeditiously.
So, yes, y'all. You know, keep a little tight, little
keep a little mystery.
I mean, personally, you know. I ain't got business to tell. I'm not one of those people who has a lot going on.
I do, though.
My life is not an open book.
And everybody don't deserve.
Would you say you're an open book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. I don't mind sharing, but now I know I try to be careful who I'm sharing to. Mm. I really don't mind sharing. I love people asking me shit sometimes.
Definitely.
I like to talk about myself. So, clearly.
Oh,
I just gotta
gosh.
Be careful. Because I remember I was doing a pedicure. Not saying the girl did nothing wrong or nothing, but I was just so open with her. And because you're in a comfortable space or whatnot, we just talk. I'm like, this whole time, I'm like, I don't know who this girl knows. I could say the wrong name. It could ring a bell for her.
That's what I'm saying. Who
and
was
she
it?
Could go left.
But I've seen a few stylists will be like, don't come in my shop being messy. Don't come in here asking me about, or talking about other stylists. Don't come in here asking me about my personal life just because you see me online or whatever. Like, don't come in here asking me about my shit. I do your hair, I do your toes, I do your whatever, and then you leave.
And
like,
because we're not going to lie, because you get comfortable when you're in that chair, when you're in that person's presence. Y'all just, you know, chit-chat. So sometimes it will come out like, girl, you heard about this? Or what you think about this? Or, oh, I see you still.
Personal.
And it's like, well, bitch, stop.
Celebrity
right
business
there.
Only.
Hello.
Because, like, imagine somebody coming in really just trying to get tea out of you or just trying to scoop your life. Like,
Girl. And I be having to slow my fucking roll because I know me, I like I said, I'm an open fucking book.
And imagine somebody booking you just for that purpose.
Literally.
I can only imagine how many people book certain girls just to see what they got going on.
That's why I'm saying that shit's scary because some people book you just to beat your ass. You never fucking know. And you only finna catch me slipping out of my motherfucking house if you fucking thought, bitch.
Okay, this got really intense really fast.
Because that shit really crossed my mind. I was acting like, you know, he be acting crazy as hell. That shit got me thinking. Because people really be doing shit like that. This girl, Kanisha, her baby daddy is like going batshit crazy behind her, busting her car windows, fucking up her shop and her supplies and shit.
Oh, that's the girl that was on live, right?
Yes.
That hurt my little feelings.
And I'm just like, and she started posting screenshots of people making fake appointments to book lashes. It's him. So it's like, you're not safe. Because he know exactly where you at. You know what I mean? He know the time he done set. Like, it's just scary.
It is
now you can't trust shit.
No.
Ooh, go to hell. So that's why I was scared. That's why I was like, I didn't really want to work out of my house too much.
Because,
I mean, I am in my house. And like I said, you think you can catch me slipping in my house, but you're crazy. But it's still just not safe.
You build a rapport with people and, I don't know, things get... Because, like, you're not here.
And you don't know who knows.
Not here. Everybody knows everybody.
You know, that lesson first really kind of dawned on me was when we first started working. Remember, I was sitting at my desk and, like, we didn't do shit for, like, a week and a half. Well, I did. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we supposed to be doing? I'm looking at Carrie sitting right across. I'm like, bitch, are we going to train today? Am I going to do some shit? So I'm talking to the lady, Sonya, across the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, I've been sitting here for like a week. I ain't doing nothing. Blah, blah, blah. It was kind of like me complaining, events and whatnot. She was like, well, you want to be careful because you don't know who knows who. And I guess she felt like I was going to start selling out at some point. So she kind of like stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out her and Carrie were like really, really, not really, really close, but they were good. They were cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that was her way of saying, well, I like Carrie. Please don't talk about Carrie like that. Maybe she felt.
Girl.
And that was my first like experience of, bitch, you don't know who. Calm it down. Okay, because I can think of no other time would have ever had that happen. Anybody else would have just sat there like kind of took the tea and like.
It's so funny that you say that and that you bring that up because I always thought she was doing the most.
Probably was.
I always thought she was doing a lot. Like, well, this is because it was. Oh, sorry. It was anniversary week, I thought. And for me, I'm very much, and I know a lot of people in general, definitely black people, I just come here to do a job and go home. Like, I didn't come here to have your fun. Like, I just came here for work. So I wasn't really into the whole anniversary thing or whatever. And she was like, well, you know, you want to participate in the culture and that's very important. And just talking to me about having a good attitude or whatever and like being more
work friendly.
Yeah. Sociable about the situation,
because at one point they tried to tell us it was part of our like bonus, like our participation and all that bullshit. As emails y'all be sending, like
yes,
congratulations, yeah, they want to see you doing shit like that. And
again, we're not friends.
Yeah, leave me alone.
we are not friends.
So maybe she was doing the fucking most.
Definitely.
But that was my first thing. But on the low, like, if somebody talking to me, let's say somebody walked up to me and was like, damn, I don't like him, blah, 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 bitch. Not saying I'm going to sit here and let them dog you the fuck out because I'm going to say some shit. But I kind of do want to, like, see what the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
Why would you say that?
That happened to me in high school. I definitely got caught talking some shit about somebody. And I realized, like, towards the very end of my statement that it was his sister sitting across from me.
Bitch.
I was like, oh. Yikes.
Because I'm definitely not going to let anybody sit and cross from me and talk shit about my friend.
But I want to know what you got to say. And why you got to say it. What she did. Why you feel that way.
And
why
I don't know. So you got to be really dumb to not know that I know a close friend. It must be because somebody you think I don't fucking know. That's when you pick up on the realty. When somebody they think you don't fucking know like that at all.
For sure. Yes.
I'm going to see if I can take it all.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh,
but see, it's a line because sometimes you do want to sit there and collect all that tea, but at the same time, like, that's your friend, so you got to...
You yucking it up with the bitch,
getting all the tea, because you're getting the tea. But, bitch, you at some point, you're supposed to shut that shit down. Like, bitch, that's my motherfucking friend. You ain't finna talk about her like that type shit. But you kind of want the tea at the same time.
I do. I want to know all the details.
Do I let you finish and then I cuss you out, or do I just stop you right from the jump? Like, what I do?
I'm going to let you finish.
I might let you finish.
I might not even let you know I know that person.
I know. That's the thing.
Just not say anything at all.
That's the
You're not gonna catch me speaking poorly about that person, but I'm gonna definitely let you finish.
I don't put my classmates on the voice memos too.
Oh, really?
I did. So I was like, bitch, voice memos. Everybody get your voice memos.
Oh, God.
Everybody gonna be done.
We
got
a whole podcast called Voice Memos Are the Future.
They are.
And are.
She played that shit right in the front back. Because people will tell you real quick, now you lying. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Oh. What is that about? People who just literally just lie? Are you just used to lying, or you really just not give a fuck? You think nobody ain't gonna care enough to find out. Don't think about me, bitch. I'm gonna find out.
Especially a lie where, you know, it can easily be found.
Niggas be lying about the most find out about shit. You saw that? Yeah. Stupid. Just stupid.
Oh my God.
Like, I ain't with her. We ain't together.
I took my mama to the stove. Miss Betty, did you take him to, did he take him to the stove? No, girl, I ain't seen him since Tuesday.
No, baby, I've been at the church all day. I ain't even seen no stove. Why are you lying, piece of shit?
Lie on your mama. Go to
lie
hell.
On your fucking mama.
Lie on your kids.
Your mama, your kids. Niggas ain't shit. Oh my God.
How do we get here?
What's that? Oh, listen, every time I think in my mind, like, niggas ain't shit. Fuck all these niggas. I thought about what you said. I think you said it was Kermit the Frog or something, or Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, he ain't shit, but that don't mean he don't deserve.
It was Barbie.
What did it say exactly, though?
It was like, no, don't call him. He don't deserve no pussy. Okay, but you deserve some dick.
Definitely deserve some dick, so fuck it. I gotta deal with this stupid ass shit for like an hour and a half. That's just so be it.
And on that note, folks, it's been an hour.
It has?
Yes.
On that note, niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
But hoes and tricks.
Live your life, take the tea, cuss bitches out, and it was something else we talked about, I forgot. What did they get that bread, phone? Get that head, then leave. Get the tea, smack a bitch,
get the
then
tea,
leave.
Get the tree, then leave. are those your final thoughts? I always ask you, Mo, those final thoughts. My final thoughts are the same as Mo's. Follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. That's all the fun we got for y'all next this week. Bye. Say bye, Mo.
Bye, y'all.